A teacher has gone viral for a fun new addition to her classroom, and you are never going to believe what goes on in the special new corner of the room.
When I was young, yes, it was absolutely embarrassing to fart in front of others. We would clench our booty cheeks.
Fart
in front of others.
Oh, okay. Where is this going?
You think it's going, oh, she set up a fun little place where kids can go to privately pass gas because obviously that's embarrassing, right? No.
Our stomachs would be totally, totally hurting, but these kids are totally different. I noticed a huge change in the last 3 years. They literally hike their booties up and fart. There is absolutely zero change. That is why we created the fart corner, but I took your advice and we added the gas station. It's the gas station now, AKA the fart corner.
If you're going to fart, you're going to do it in front of everybody.
No, she said that it's a place to keep the funk in one area. Because she said kids are just farting everywhere.
Yeah.
They're farting everywhere. Nobody cares. It's not embarrassing. They all laugh. They all have a great time.
Wow.
Free farting all over the room all the time. She was like, I had to create an area where they could go to keep all of the stink away from the whole classroom.
Well, that's a big difference.
That's gross.
Yeah,
because
it's so
when
gross.
I picked up Landon from school one time, they used to hold it in,
yes,
and it used to cause stomach problems. And as soon as he got in the car, it was like,
right,
for like seriously a minute.
And wouldn't that drive you crazy? You're like, dude, seriously,
just
don't do it in my car.
Fart in the classroom, or go to the bathroom,
or while you're walking to the car.
Yeah,
sometimes it's hard to take the time to be like, hey, can I be excused? What I think they should do is attach a tube to the outside, and you fart in the tube, and the fart goes through the tube, outside.
Do you know what?
That'd be nice.
If nobody cares anymore, and I have noticed it, that kids really do just, I mean,
up to a certain age, I think.
I
think in high school, like, a girl would be mortified if she passed gas in front of everybody.
I don't know if it'll, I mean, maybe this trend will continue with this age.
It could. That's what she's saying.
Because when I was my son's age, I was made aware by social norms and people that, like, you don't fart in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I didn't do it at a young age. But, I mean, my son actively tries to do it around his friends, and they all think it's hilarious.
Yeah. And they still do, I mean, at 8, 9, 10, 11. So, you know, like, that's what she's saying, is that it used to be that it was so embarrassing and you would never. But now if it's just becoming the norm, big deal.
It may be this, Katie, that we've noticed, is that the boys care more about their hair. The boys care more about their looks than the girls do, or at least at a higher percentage than when we were coming up.
Right.
Way different. So maybe it'll be the girls that don't care about farting, and the guys do care about farting because they won't be embarrassed in front of the girls. I don't know.
It could be, but here, this is the...
It seems counterintuitive, but man, I cannot emphasize enough, boys, at least in middle school and early high school, care about their hair more than girls.
Well, and that's...
It's crazy.
That's elementary school, too.
Yeah,
it's way younger.
Yeah, my son is feeling that, too. Yeah. Like, he cares more about what his hair looks like than if you just heard him fart.
Yes.
Yeah, it's 100%. Crazy to me.
Also, this is the greatest example ever, okay? I think you guys will get it. I would have never... in a million trillion years, worn a pimple patch to school.
Oh, true.
Oh.
Now, it is, like, if you have a pimple and you don't have a pimple patch on it, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're like highlighting it.
I went to a middle school orientation, and I saw at least 15 to 20 girls and boys. Some guys had the pimple patch on.
Is it a new style? Wow. Maybe they actually don't even have a pimple, and they're just putting it on their face.
It could be, but
and the patch isn't treating it, right?
Yes, the patch does
treat it. Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, there's like some treatment in it, but it covers it, and then it's like a shape, or it's a glitter, or it's a character, whatever. And you go into any TJ Maxx or Marshalls,
an entire
wall is filled with the different.
I didn't even know they
pimple
had
pimple patches. Yes, Ulta, Sephora.
I think I see them through the drive-through window a lot. Girls that work at drive-throughs, like teenagers, they'll have a bunch of pimple. Or I just thought there were stickers on their face. I didn't know what they were.
The pimple patch. So that's why. I mean, it's like times change, and then all of a sudden, the things that were not embarrassing now it's just like, yeah, I got a pimple, big deal. Pimple patch.
Well, growing up, we've mentioned this before, but like growing up, if they make fun of you, like if you, let's say you wore a shirt, like, oh, did you get that at Goodwill?
Right.
And now it's like, oh, I got this at Goodwill.
100%.
Which I think is super cool.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Oh, you're thrifty.
My daughter's so into Goodwill.
And you found it. It's like unique and you found it, which is super cool.
Yeah. All the time.
Back to the farting thing. What the kids can do is, a lot of people do this, if you have no other choice, but you have to fart,
mm-hmm.
I would take my hands, put them down the back of my pants, and split open my butt cheeks and do a because if you, and you got to go way down, you got to touch the lips, and you
lips.
Pull it apart.
Lips?
You got butt lips?
The BH lip. Yes. That, what do you think? If they're lips down there.
Can I do a real quick Google on the male anatomy here? Because I don't.
I don't think they look like lips.
What do you balloon knot? Puts it together?
It's a balloon knot.
It's a what?
Balloon knot.
Yeah, right by the, I guess you could say, anal area.
Also, real quick, you don't have to put your hands in your pants to spread them.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it on the outside.
No, you can't touch the lips on the outside. And the,
do you start saying cheeks? Do you mean cheeks?
Why are you touching your BH while you're farting?
You go all the way down.
I don't want to kink shame you, but.
Because when you split just the buns, it's still not enough to guarantee a.
So you're touching your BH.
Yes. What's the circle thing is a little rough.
Sphincter.
Your rectum.
Yeah, that to me is lips. If you look at them, they look like lips in a circle.
No, they don't.
Mm-mm. To me, they do.
I'm not like me. Oh, okay. I mean, a pucker. Maybe you're saying like
the lips of a 150-year-old.
A smoker. It's still a form for 400 years.
It's still a form of lips, just like down there on a woman.
No,
on the front.
Not
no, those actually different. Look like
at
lips.
All. I can't even Google butthole lips because it's it's being blocked on my computer.
It's exploding.
I can't. I'm being hobbled. I can't do anything
off.
Here.
They're probably like, we'll let you slide with some Googles, but butthole lips. We're not.
I'm sorry, they don't necessarily look itself. Like lips, but they're lips to the butthole, and you pull them, you actually touch that part, you pull them, and you get the sst more than the actual rumble.
Jason, I need you to know that while I'm sitting here, without you even really noticing, I can just tilt in a certain way that separates my butt cheeks.
I do that too, but it's not guaranteed. Every once in a while, you think it's going to be a.
I feel like it is.
And there's a. No,
I don't
not
need
for
to
me.
Stick my hands down the back of my pants or use my hands at all.
I just feel like if you're in a situation where you're trying to make sure that your fart does not leave even a hint of sound, how are you also then in a situation where it's okay for you to noticeably put your hands down
your
the
pants.
Back of your pants?
They'll make fun of you for that.
Yeah.
It's so if I was laying in bed with Carol,
school.
Yeah.
Well, anywhere, really. I mean, you can. Kind of put the hand down the pants in the back and pull it.
Carol just fart, dude.
Yeah, just, at that point. Just
let it rip. You've been married for 150 years.
Lay a turd in the bed. I hate that I put this now. It's in my chat GPT because now it's going to.
Oh, your algorithm.
Oh, it is.
Check, but it said the anus itself doesn't have lips in the same sense of the mouth or the vulva.
Right.
In the same sense, but it still appears to me.
Like the ring.
Lips. It's the sensitive part when it starts to the. That's the part that I go in a little bit. When I'm wiping my butt to make sure it's clean.
Go in them lips.
Although,
the anus.
I heard that's not a good thing to do because apparently that area actually cleans itself.
Yeah. Where'd you hear that? From us for the last 12 years?
Yeah, it was literally
not really.
Every person he's ever told that story to.
We do not encourage that behavior.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, but I still do it though.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, farting it was traumatic in front of people.
But times are a-changing.
Yeah.
I like a fart corner. I don't know what she puts there. I'd have to see it. Like if you do a air freshener or you do some sort of ventilation or a fan that goes out. I don't know, something.
Mm.
But I feel like even if you just put it in one corner, it's like the smoking section of
a
restaurant.
Right,
it's going to permeate.
Yeah,
you could
do
that though. You could open the window. It could be by the window and you have a fan directing
blowing
all the
out. The window.
I'm here for that.
I think for kids that like attention, they're going to do it on purpose.
Probably.
I'm going to the fart corner and the whole class is going to stare at them while they're farting.
But they're going to get the attention if they're doing it at their desk too.
Man, yeah. Boy, that's it could be
very interesting.
It's so different now.
I know.